సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమా అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరా. ఓం.
పేజ్ 133 వర్స్ 20.
న సచ్చాహం న సాసచ్చ నోభయం కేవల శివః న మే సంధ్యాం న రాత్రిర్వా నహర్వా సర్వదా దృశే.
శంకరాచార్య టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ నిధిధ్యాసనం ఫ్రమ్ 12th శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్. నిధిధ్యాసనం ఇస్ ఎ సాధన ఫర్ ద అసిమిలేషన్ ఆఫ్ మహావాక్య ఫర్ ఐక్య జ్ఞానం. I am not this body mind complex. This body is jadam. We have to remember all the time it is made out of 5 elements. All the time how can I remember it is made out of 5 elements? I am free from 5 elements. Whenever you give reality to this body and body related things, at that time you remember. That is the meaning of all the time. Understand? When you are giving importance to this panchabhautika shariram, reality, and reality to its related attributes, and reality to its complications, at that time you must remember this is only a conglomeration, assemblage of 5 elements. All 5 elements by their nature are inert, therefore body is inert by its nature. In this inert body, I, the Atma, am making it sentient through the mind. See the tragedy here. We can see only physical body. All of us experience only physical body. None of us experience, see the mind also. Only you feel the mind. You feel the prana. You cannot see the prana, which belongs to the subtle body. You cannot see the mind also, which belongs to the subtle body. You can see only gross body, 60 to 70, 80 kgs body. And this 60, 70 kgs body, we take it as real or real. And what do you require more than this to commit mistakes? That is why we commit mistakes. Mistaking, missing to take my real nature, and I take what I am not. I am not this body, which is made out of 5 elements. I am not either visible elements, Agni, Apaha, Prithvi, or invisible element, Akasha, Vayu. That means what? Indirectly, Acharya is saying, I am not the physical body. I am not the subtle body. Sat, Asat, Aham, Na. Here, Sat, Asat means that Murta Prapancha, Amurta Prapancha, visible or invisible. What are all I am experiencing visibly? What I am not experiencing, some of them are there. All of them come under. It may be experienced by someone else, somebody else. That is also a Vishaya only. That also comes under this Prapancha only. The whole Prapancha, what you are seeing, in Chandogya Upanishad, it says, the 6th chapter, Uddalaka says to Shvetaketu. He, Shvetaketu, there are 3 elements only talked about. Agni, Tejo Bannam, it is called. Tejo Bannam is Tej Appa Annam. Prithvi, water and fire. the entire universe, how to see the stages, fire, water and prithvi, everything in that. He says three colors, red, white, black. Red color belongs to Agni Tattva. Wherever you see red color, it belongs to Agni Tattva. Wherever you see white, it belongs to Jala Tattva. Wherever you see black, it belongs to Prithivi Tattva. Understand by seeing these three varnas, Trivarnam, you recognize there are three elements. Akasha Vayu included. Entire universe is this. Whatever you see. So he says like that. Acharya says, Nasna sat sat cha aham. I am not a visible element or asat cha. I am not the invisible elements also. How you have to translate this? I am not the elements and anartham. I am not the body which is made out of three ways, visible elements and two invisible elements. I am not the body which is made out of three visible elements and two invisible elements. What are all invisible? Akasha, Vayu, invisible. Agni, Apaha, Prithvi, fire, water, earth, visible. I am not this. In Nirvana Shatkam also he says, I am not Navai Pancha Vayuhu, I am not the Akasha, Agni, Apaha, Prithvi. Kevalaha Shivaha, I am pure consciousness. Kevalaha means pure. Pure. Sat, asat, sadasat, vilakshanam, aham. Or we can take one more little bit advanced presentation. I will tell you another way of looking at that words. Asat means, we can take, it's not exactly relevant here, but the context has come similar to that. Bhasamanam asat. Asat, which is unreal, is of two types. We say whole world is unreal, body is unreal, I am Atma. Whatever we see, it is unreal. What I don't see is real. Everybody. Atma I don't see, but it is real. Body I see, Shastra says it is unreal. Why you are telling whatever I see is unreal? Because you are seeing, that's why unreal. Drishyatvat mithya. So asat, non-existent. That asat is of two types. One is experienceable asat, experienceable asat. Another is non-experienceable asat. You cannot experience it. Asat is of two types. One is experienceable, another is non-experienceable. What is that experienceable asat? Experienceable, unreal thing, non-existent thing. No. Mithya jagat. The body, mind, complex. This is experienceable asat. Bhasamanam sat asat. Bhasamanamati asat. Even though you are experiencing, it is unreal. Just like your dream. Bhasamanamapi asadeva. Dream you have experienced. Is it real? Therefore all experiences need not be real. Your experienceability cannot prove the reality. Just like your dream. Similarly, bhasamanam jagat asadeva. This bhasamanam asat is called mithya. Bhasamanam asat is called mithya. Another name for experienceable asat. Non-existent. It is really not there, but I experience it. Second asat is called non-experienceable asat. You cannot experience it. You cannot experience that. Can you experience that rabbit horn? Is there a horn to a rabbit? It doesn't have muilkum irka, muilkum paathado, kadiyad. That is tuchcha asat. Tuchcha. Totally non-existent. Totally non-existent asat is called tuchcham. experienceably available but not real is called mithya. So sadasadu, satu asatu, satya asatya, I am vilakshanam kevala shivaha aham. I am not sucham, I am not mithya, I am only satyam, paramarthika satyam. This mithya vasamanam asatu vikarita satyam. What satyam? Vyavaharika satyam. Dream is a pratibhasika satyam for dreamer. Waking world is vyavaharika satyam for waker. Dream is pratibhasika satyam for dreamer. Dream is real for dreamer. Therefore that is projected pratibhasikam. That is real for dreamer. Second thing, waking world is real for waker, not for dreamer. Waking world is real for waker. Similarly, Atma is real for a Jnani. Atma is Paramarthika Satyam. That is real when you wake up to your real nature. When you come out of ignorance, you falsify the wakerhood, you falsify the dreamerhood, you falsify the sleeperhood. All hoods are not there for me. I am kevala shivaha. Avasthatraya vilakshanaha aham. Name sandhya, name ratri, name ahaha. Sarvada drishehe. I am always drishe. Drishi means what? I am the illuminator. Mind is not all the time illuminator. In sleep, mind is not an illuminator. It is secondary illuminator. It is an anitya drik. Mind is anitya drik. Temporary illuminator. Whereas I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, as sada, sarvada, drishehi. I am that illuminator who is always jagrat svapna sushuptishu. I am available. I am the illuminator of waking world, dream world and sleep world. I am the illuminator. Therefore for me, daytime is for whom? For waker. Sandhya uvayata prajna. Sandhya, I said dream. Last class I said what sandhya means, dream. From Mandukya language, what you have to take? Dream. Uvayata prajna. Half sleep, half waking. Sandhya. Ratri means sleep. You can take Ratri as I, Atma not having Ratri. Atma ki night is not there. Atma doesn't have night means Atma doesn't have sleeping status. Sleeping hood, sleeper hood is not there. Ahaha nasti means I am free from waking status, waker hood. Sandhya nasti, I am free from dreamer status, dreamerhood. That means I am jagrat svapna sushupti avasthatraya vilakshanaha. At the same time I illumine all the avasthas. I am non-variable illuminator of variable avasthas. I am non-variable illuminator of variable jagrat avastha. Jagravastana Sopnavasta is not there, Sopnana Sushuptyavasta is not there, Sushuptyavastana Jagravasta is not there, Sopnavasta is not there. They are all variables. Vyavrat, not Anuvrittam. There is Vyavrittam means they are not inhering in everything. That is why Jagravasta, waker is not dreamer, dreamer is not sleeper, sleeper is not waker, sleeper is not dreamer. Dreamer is not sleeper, dreamer is not waker. Each one excludes the other. This is called Vyavritti. But who is the illuminator, knower of all the three states? Aham, Kevalaha, Shivaha. Aham, I am the illuminator. Drishehe Sarvada. I, the primary illuminator of three avasthas, I am not having any avastha. Therefore, no avastha. Since I am free from avastha, ஐ ஹாவ் நோ ப்ராப்ளம். தமிழ் அவஸ்தா ஐ ஹாவ் நோ ப்ராப்ளம் அப் டு ஹியர் வி சா இன் தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். நவ் ஹி கண்டினியூஸ் ஃபர்தர் அப் டு 24th ஸ்லோகா நிதித்யாசனம் ஸ்லோகா 21.
சர்வமூர்த்தி வியுக்தம் யத் யதாகம் சூக்ஷ்மமத்வயம் தேனாப்யஸ்மி வினா பூதம் ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹம் ததாத்வயம்.
சர்வ மூர்த்தி வியுக்தம் எது, மை நேச்சர் இஸ் சர்வ மூர்த்தி வியுக்தம். வியுக்தம் மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம், சர்வ மூர்த்தி மீன்ஸ் ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ், ஆல் நாம ரூப, ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். மூர்த்தி மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், சர்வ மீன்ஸ் ஆல், சர்வ மூர்த்தி மீன்ஸ் ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ். எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் எ ஃபார்ம். I am free from all forms means I am free from all objects. Sarva murti viyuktam, viyuktam means free, free from. Just like, how can I understand I am free from all forms? Like akasha, akasha doesn't have any form. Kham, kham means akasha. Yatha, just as the kham sukshmam advayam. Space is also sukshma, subtle. Whatever is formless is always subtle. Indriya agocharam. What is the definition of sukshma? Subtle. Indriya agocharam sukshmam bhavati. Whatever is imperceptible, ungraspable, through or incomprehensible, through the eyes, sense organs, any other sense organ, mind or anything, it is called sukshmam. Akasha you cannot catch, akasha you cannot catch, you cannot touch, because it is sukshmam, invisible. Like I the atma am also formless like a space. Can you see the space? Whatever is formless you cannot see. Since space is formless you cannot see. Similarly atma I am also free from form, I am invisible, sukshmam, advayam. How many spaces are there? Only one. Space is also non-dual. I am also non-dual like space. Yatha kham sukshmam bhavati, aham api kham vat sukshmam eva. யதா கம் அத்வயம் பவதி அஹமபி சாட்சி சைதன்யம் அத்வயம் ஏவ. சோ ஆத்மா இஸ் அத்வயம் சூக்ஷ்மம், நான்ஜுவல் அண்ட் சட்டல். ஆகாஷ ஆல்சோ நான்ஜுவல் அண்ட் சட்டல். சோ துவைதம், வாட் இஸ் தி கிரேட்னஸ் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா? ஆகாஷ இஸ் காரியம், ஆத்மா இஸ் காரணம். காரிய ஆகாஷ itself is sukshmam and advayam, what to talk of its karanam? This example is given yatha kham vat, just like akasha. Why this example? Not to arrive at dvaitam. When you give example like upamalankaram na adu madri sonna naanu kuda space madri atma aidu sakshi chaitanyam atma I am like a space na non-dual, there is no second space, there is no second atma, that is also subtle, I am also subtle. Appo I look at akasha, akasha look at me. Dvaitam vandalo, duality problem will come. Don't extend the example. The example given here only to receive one point. What is that point? Akasha which is the karyam of atma tasmad va etasmad atmanah akasha sambhutah. Akasha itself is sukshmam and advayam, what to talk of its karanam atma? Adi sollanuma? Is it necessary to talk about atma's subtlety and non-duality? It must be subtler than subtlest. Akasha is also, but Akasha is born. Atma is not born. You should know the Tattva Bodha. That's what total vision requires. Even students also, you need not be a commentator. To understand properly, you require a total vision. You must remember the what is 10 classes before what Swamini said. 20 years over. January 14th, my teaching, that whole time duration is 20 years I have completed. Today afternoon, one student came, old student. She is telling, Swamini, I started coming to your class 20 years back. That means 1997, I have started Bhagavad Gita first in Ramanujam Street. I have forgotten already, actually. She reminded me that, I told you are the senior most student, and she reminded me the date. Then only I come to know, my God, 20 years over. 1997, 14th January on Pongal day, I have started my first Gita class. 20 years over. So, we must have total vision. Why I am reminding this? We must have Tattva Bodha, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita. What is that subject matter? What we are seeing now? The connectivity. Total vision is required. Otherwise, we cannot understand. Tena api vina ahamasmi. Even without akasha, tena vina, akasham vina, kham vina, aham asmi, atma aham, asmi eva. Before akasha birth, I was there already, atma. Sakshi chaitanyam was there. Akasha is born at the time of creation. So, tena vina, who is talking higher I? Lakshyartha I, Sakshi I is telling, I am there ever, even without Akasha also. Akasha, don't compare Akasha and Atma, both are there. Without Akasha also I am there. Vina, aham, Akasham vina api aham asti. Tena means Akasham. Api means even without that. Vina api. Aham asmi. Aham you have to supply. Up to there you have to put a full stop. Vina afterwards you put a full stop. Bhutam brahmaivaham tatha dvayam. Here bhutam means you have to translate it properly. Ever evident. Bhusaptayam. That which is ever evident. Bhutam manna, don't take any ghost in that. Bhutam saptayam. Ever evident I am there. But another commentator says, Vina bhutam means without that element akasha also I am there. Like that he says, Siddham brahma ahamasmi. Then, brahma eva aham tatha advayam. I am Brahman alone. Therefore, I am non-dual. I am Brahman, I am non-dual. Tatha aham brahma asmi. Incomprehensible, sukshman, brahma ahamasmi, advayam brahma ahamasmi. You have to remember the part space, because of that upadhi, that is going to come in the next sloka also. A small correction in the next sloka, correction in the sense, better reading, 22 sloka, first line, mamatma swata is there, 22 first lines, instead of swata, you write syata, instead of vakara, you write yakara, syata, we will read the sloka. Mamatma syata atmeti. Vedo vyomno yatha bhavet. Ekasya sushi bhedena. Tadha mama vikalpitah. Ah, I am subtle, I am non-dual, once you say like that space, space is also divisionless, space is also all-pervading. Atma, I am very close to the space, future. If I say, then why all these forms we are seeing, why so many forms when I am advayam, non-dual, but I see only duality. What I can see, only duality, not advayam. You are talking advayam, 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 non-dual, non-dual. Enak therinjathu one vishayam da, duality. For that Acharya says, that duality what you are seeing is not real. Upadhi bhedena. It is only seeming division. It is only seeming division. It is just like, remember this pot. Hall, pot, these are all enclosures. He gives the example. Yatha sushihi. The enclosure. The pot is the enclosure of the space. Once the pot enclosed the space has got the new name called pot space. Similarly, once the walls are there enclosing the space inside the hall, in between the walls, it is called hall space. The hall space and pot space, the names, what we are giving, they are all because of upadhi, because of medium. Really speaking, there is no change. Before you are constructing the walls, after constructing the walls, is there any change in the space? Before the pot come into existence, after the pot come, before the pot coming and after pot comes into existence, is there any change between pot space and the total space? There is no change. Space is one. Because of upadhi's enclosures, you are giving so many names. Hall space, pot space, stomach space, mind kulla kuda konja space, empty. All the space, so space. This space you are giving the name pot space, hall space, mathakasha, ghatakasha, mahakasha. All these names are because of only medium. Really speaking, there is no change in the space. Now look into the shloka. First line, mamatma, asya atma, tava atma. Here, asya, syata, I said. Syata, how you have to split? Mamatma, syata, mamatma, asya atma, tava, te, te, it is called te. Because of sandhi rule, takara is there. You have to, when you are splitting before atma, that it has to be pronounced as te. Te means yours. Te tava. Atma is also like a pot space, hall space, you are telling. Pot space, hall space, room space, small room, big room. Small room, smallness and bigness because of space or hall enclosure. Walls, enclosure. The smallness and bigness because of enclosure. Carpet space. Small bedroom, big bedroom, master bedroom, master bedroom, small bedroom. In the KBH, kitchen, bedroom, hall. I never knew that word also. One of my students told me, what is the meaning of KBH? K for kitchen, B for bedroom, H for hall, KBH. Kitchen space is different. Hall space is different. Bedroom space is different. Totally how much? 500 square feet or 750 square feet or 900 square feet or 1300 square feet, whatever you are giving space, you know, flat, 500 flats, all flat of flat, only in space. Space is there in the hall, space is there in the kitchen. Hey, kitchen is in the space. Hall is in the space, room is in the space. We have to say like that. Like that here also. Yatha shushihi, shushi means enclosure. Ekasya vyomnaha. Vyomnaha means of that space. Yoma means space. Vyomnaha. யதா வ்யோம்னஹ ஏகஸ்ய ஏகஸ்ய வ்யோம்னஹ. ஹவு மெனி ஸ்பேசஸ் ஆர் தேர்? ஒன்லி ஒன் ஸ்பேஸ். ஏகஸ்ய வ்யோம்னஹ சுஷிபேதேன, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் டிஃபரெண்ட் என்க்ளோசர்ஸ். சுஷிபேதேன மீன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் டிஃபரெண்ட் என்க்ளோசர்ஸ். பேதேன பேதா பவேத், தேர் வில் பி எ பேத இன் அவர் ப்ரனன்சியேஷன். ஸ்மால் ஸ்பேஸ், பிக் ஸ்பேஸ். ஹால் ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் பிக் ஸ்பேஸ். கிச்சன் ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் ஸ்பேஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் என்க்ளோசர். சுஷிபேதேன பேதா பவதி யோம்னஹ பேதஹ பவேத், இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள். ததா ததா சிமிலர்லி நவ் கம் டு த அஷ்டாந்த. மம ஆத்மா, அஸ்ய ஆத்மா, தவ ஆத்மா, த்ரீ பர்சன்ஸ். மம ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் மை ஆத்மா, மை செல்ஃப், மை செல்ஃப், மை செல்ஃப். உத்தம புருஷ ஏகவச்சனம், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன். தென் அஸ்ய ஆத்மா, ஹீஸ் செல்ஃப். தவ ஆத்மா, வீட்டுக்கு மத்தியம புருஷ. தவ ஆத்மா, தட் இஸ் மத்தியம புருஷ ஏகவச்சனம். யுவர் ஆத்மா, மை ஆத்மா, மை செல்ஃப், யுவர் ஆத்மா, யுவர் செல்ஃப். அஸ்ய ஆத்மா, ஹிஸ் செல்ஃப், தட் இஸ் தேர்ட் பர்சன். யூ ஆர் நியர் டு மீ, தட்ஸ் வை. யுவர் ஆத்மா, ஹிஸ் ஆத்மா, ஒரு ஆத்மா, லைக் ஒன் ஸ்பேஸ், ஹால் ஸ்பேஸ், பாட் ஸ்பேஸ் அண்ட் ரூம் ஸ்பேஸ், லைக் தட் த்ரீ. ஹியர் ஆல்சோ மை செல்ஃப், யுவர் செல்ஃப், ஹிஸ் செல்ஃப், ஹிம் செல்ஃப். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன், செகண்ட் பர்சன், தேர்ட் பர்சன், ஹவு மெனி ஆத்மாஸ் ஆர் தேர்? எக்ஸாம்பிள் யூ செட், வென் ஐ எம் டாக்கிங் எக்ஸாம்பிள் யூ செட் வாட்? ஒன் ஸ்பேஸ், ஒன் ஸ்பேஸ் ஓன்லி, பாட் ஸ்பேஸ், ஹால் ஸ்பேஸ், ரூம் ஸ்பேஸ். சிமிலர்லி மை செல்ஃப், யுவர் செல்ஃப், ஹிம் செல்ஃப், ஆல் ஆர் ஒன் செல்ஃப் ஓன்லி, ஒன் ஆத்மா ஓன்லி. ததா மம ஆத்மா, அஸ்ய ஆத்மா, தவ ஆத்மா, பேதா, ஆல் தீஸ் பேதாஸ், மம விகல்பிதா, தேர் ஆல் சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன்ஸ் அப்பான் மீ. மம விகல்பிதா, தேர் ஆல் மை சூப்பர் இம்போஷன். மம அண்ணா, I am only superimposing because of my ignorance. Mama vikalpitaha, they are all superimposition for vyavahara, vyavahara sake. Next month sloka 23. Vikalpitaha means superimposed, attributed because of body enclosure. My body enclosure, I give the name myself. Your body enclosure standpoint la yourself, his body standpoint la himself. Clear? What is common in all of them? Self is common, non variable, anuvrittam. What is vyavrittam? My, you and he. My, you and he, enna English, my, you and he. My, your and his, all are because of this upadhi, but self is one. You have to meditate like this. Shankaracharya is asking, meditate, remember, or pot kaila vechko. Even if you are sitting in the hall or in the room, pakka room paaru, hall paaru, pot paathe, even immediately my body, your body, his body, immediately tally. Self is one, space is one. There also yes, here also yes. Space is also start with yes. Self is also start with yes. This is also common feature. Common feature. Akasha atma. All common feature. Rundu extra common feature undache. Paravale. Okay. Nalladida. Santosham. 23. Bhedo bhedas நாநாசேதி விகல்பிதஃ ஜ்ஞேயம் ஞாதா கதிர்கந்தாம் மய்யேகஸ்மின் குதோ பவேத். All these differences, how can they be real? they are only appearances. They are not really real. Okay, they are not really real. They are not factually real. All these Vedas are because of Upadhi. They are not real. Kutaha ekasmin mai bhavet. I am only one. All these differences, divisions, how they can be real? Can you divide the space? Where you are dividing wall, there is space. In that wall, you are divided, you are keeping, there is a space. Therefore, you can never divide the space. Similarly, Atma also, Bhedaha, Abhedaha, all pair of opposites he gives here now. Bhedaha, Abhedaha, division and divisionless. This is standpoint always. This is having division from the standpoint of divisionless. This is divisionless from the standpoint of division. Bheda, division. Abheda, divisionless. Ekaha, nana. Ekaha means one. Nana means plural. Anekaha. Nana means anekaha. There is one. Means there are many also. Once I say many means it is not one. If I say one, it is not many. Clear? Ekaha, opposite is anekaha, nana. These are all superimposed, vikalpitaha. Similarly, gneyam, jnata. What is to be known? Gneyam, object. Jnata, knower, the subject. Subject is subject from the standpoint of the object. Object is object from the standpoint of subject. Subject can never be the subject without the object. Object can never be the object without the subject. Subject irunda object irukan artham. Object irunda subject irukan artham. Gnata means knower, the subject. Gneya means known, knowable object. Gnata ganta, how the duality can be there? I am only one, Atma. How I am alone, knower and known, subject and object, and I am divisionless and I am having division. That means what? How is it possible? Either I can be divisionless or I am free from. I am free from division or I am having division. Either one is alone. So these are all only standpoint, relative. Not only that, one more set. Another pair. Gatihi ganta. Gati means here beneficial, benefit, result, phalam. Ganta means bhokta, the experiencer of phalam. How one Atma I am, the bhokta and phalam, bhokta of that phalam, phalam and bhokta. There is no second thing to experience, to enjoy. Phalam eppadi irukka mudiyum thaniya irundhaane. I am ekameva advitiyam. So gatihi ganta, ganta means experience, bhokta, beneficiary. Gatihi means phalam, that what you get phalam. Gatihi ganta, ekasmin mai kuto bhavet, kutaha bhavet. How is it possible in one Atma me, knower and known, result phalam and experiencer? These are not possible. Opposites are not possible. Dvandva is not possible. Dvandva samasa cannot exist. Bheda abheda cannot exist. So these are all standpoints. Only relative. Whatever bheda you are seeing in the world, you are seeing. I don't say there is no experience duality. Experience and duality is there. But that is unreal. It is mithya. It is not paramarthika satyam. 24.
Na meheyam na chadeyam avikariyato hyaham sada mukta sada shuddhah sada buddho guno dvayah.
வித் திஸ் ஆச்சாரிய கன்க்ளூடிங் நிதித்யாசன டாபிக். இதி ஏவம் இன் திஸ் நமே ஹேயம். ஹேயம் மீன்ஸ் அக்செப்ட், ரிஜெக்டிங், ரிஜெக்டிங், கிவிங் அப். ஆதேயம் டேக்கிங், தேர் இஸ் நோ டேக்கிங் ஆர் கிவிங் இன் மீ. ஹேயம் மீன்ஸ் கிவிங் அப். ஹேயம் டு பி டிராப்ட், தேர் இஸ் நோ நத்திங் டு பி டிராப்ட், தேர் இஸ் நத்திங் டு பி டேக்கன் ரிசீவ்ட். ஆதேயம் மீன்ஸ் டேக்கிங், ஹேயம் மீன்ஸ் கிவிங். ஓ ஹாக் டு தியாகி ஹேயம் டு கிவ் அப், தேர் இஸ் நத்திங் டு கிவ் அப். செகண்ட் திங் இருந்தா தானே கொடுக்கறதுக்கு என்ன, ஏன்னா நிறைய கொடுக்கற சுவாமி என்ன, அதெல்லாம் மிச்சா. மிச்சா மீன்ஸ் ஓன்லி ரிலேட்டிவ் ரியாலிட்டி. ஆதேயம் நாஸ்தி விகாரி அவிகாரி அகம், எத அகம் அவிகாரி, ஐ ஆம் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ். So to giver, receiver cannot exist. Because to give, I have to undergo a change. To receive also, I have to undergo a change. Some activity I have to do. I, the Atma, am vikari less, vikara less, change less. Therefore, yataha aham avikari, tataha tasma karanat name heyam na adeyam. I have nothing to take, I have nothing to give up. Therefore, but sada muktaha tatha suddhaha, I am always free. சதா முக்தம் எதம் அவிகாரி நமே ஹேயம் ந ஆதேயம். அனந்தரம் யூ கேன் டேக் அகெயின் அனதர் சென்டென்ஸ். எதம் எதிகாரி அகம் சதா முக்தின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், ஐ ஆம் எவர் ஃப்ரீ. சிமிலர்லி தகம் எவர் பியூர், சதா புத்த எவர் சேம் வேர்ட்ஸ். Many times you might have heard, therefore I am not translating. Sada buddhaha, agunaha, there is a S mark between. Agunaha, agunaless, attributeless. Advayaha, attributeless, secondless. I am secondless. Next shloka. Now he gives the benefit of nididhyasana. Simple. இத்யேவம் சர்வதாத்மானம் வித்யாத் சர்வம் சமாஹிதஹ விதித்வா மாம் ஸ்வதேஹஸ்தம் ரிஷிர் முக்தோ த்ருவோ பவேத். இது ஏவம் இன் திஸ் மேனர் ஆத்மானம் சர்வதா வித்யாத். மே யூ ரிகக்னைஸ் ஆத்மா இன் திஸ் மேனர் ஆஸ் சுத்த புத்த முக்த ஸ்வரூபா. இன் திஸ் மேனர் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வித்யாத். மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், மே யூ ரிமெம்பர். வித் வாட்? சமாஹிதா வித்யாத் சர்வம் ஆத்மானம் சமாஹிதா சன் வித்யாத். சமாஹிதா மீன்ஸ் வித் எ பயஸ்டர் மைண்ட், வித் அன் ஈக்வானிமஸ் மைண்ட். சமாஹிதா சன், சன் டு பி சப்ளைட். சர்வம் வித்யாத், மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் ஆத்மா அலோன். வென் சர்வதா சர்வம் ஆத்மான், ஆல் த டைம் எவ்ரிதிங் is Atma only. Viditva, you have to take Svadehastham. Svadehastham maam viditva. See how Acharya is using the word. Acharya addressing that maam, knowing me. Knowing me means what here? From Lakshartha I standpoint he is telling. Maam means you should remember. Mom, you should remember Atma as primary illuminator. You should know the Atma who is indweller in you? Ask, who is indweller you? Svadehastham mam. Acharya addressing himself from Sakshi Chaitanya standpoint. Oh my dear listener, you understand me, the Atma Chaitanyam. Who is the Atma Chaitanyam in you? That you should know. You should remember. Atma, who is the indweller? Naneda unakulla irike an artham. Svadehastham mam viditva. உனக்குள்ளத நான் இருக்கேன். ஆத்மா ஆத்மா இஸ் தேர். மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் திஸ் மேனர். ரிஷிஹி முக்தா த்ருவோ பவே. இஃப் யூ ரிமெம்பர் லைக் திஸ் யூ வில் பிகம் எ ரிஷி. ரிஷி மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் சர்வதர்ஷி இது அர்த்தம். சர்வம் ஆத்மா இது ஹூ நோஸ் தட் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் கால்ட் ரிஷதி ஜானாதி இது ரிஷிஹி. தென் முக்தா பவேத். You are free. Dhruvaha means firm knowledge you will get. There is no doubt in that. Next shloka, 26. Krita krityasya siddhasya yogi brahmana evacha ya evam veda tattvartham அந்யதாஹ்யாத்மஹாபவேத். இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் நோ லைக் திஸ் இன் திஸ் மேனர் யூ ஆர் த கில்லர் ஆஃப் ஆத்மான். ஆத்மஹாபவேத், யூ ஆர் த டெஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆஃப் ஆத்மான். கிருதக்ருத்யஸ்ய சித்தச்ச. கிருதக்ருத்யஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் fulfilled, he becomes a fulfilled person, accomplished person. Second line you can see, ya evam tattvartham veda. Whoever knows the tattvartham in this manner, tattvartham means atma, in this manner, kritya krityasya, he becomes fulfilled in his life, siddhasya, successful in his life, yogi, successful meditator, contemplator he can become. Then brahmanaha, real brahmana, janmana jayate shudraha, everyone is shudra by birth. Janmana jayate shudraha karmana dvija uchyate veda pathena viprasyat. By studying shastra only you become a real brahmana. Brahmanaha eva cha யதா அன்யதா அதர்வைஸ். இட் இஸ் நாட் எ பிராமண, நாட் நோயிங் ஆத்மா, நாட் பிகமிங் யோகி சித்தா அண்ட் கிருதகிருத்யா, வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? அன்யதா அதர்வைஸ் ஆத்மஹா பவேத். ஹி இஸ் த டெஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆஃப் ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஹி இஸ் கில்லிங் ஹிம்செல்ஃப், வேஸ்டிங் ஹிஸ் ஓன் லைஃப். தட் சே உபனிஷத் சேஸ் இஹச்சேதவேதி அத சத்யமஸ்தி. If you know this satyam, that is the great benefit. Nache diha vedit mahati vinashtihi. The great loss if you don't know. Now conclusion. Vedartho nishchito heshaham samasena mayoditaham சந்யாசிப்ய ப்ரவக்தவ்ய சாந்திப்ய சிஷ்ட புத்தினாம். ஏஷா திஸ் டீச்சிங் நிச்சிதா கன்க்ளூடெட் பை மீ வித் ஃபர்ம் கிளாரிட்டி. நிச்சிதஹ மீன்ஸ் நிச்சயம் கிருதஹ மீமாம்சேன தாத்பர்யேன, பை அனாலிசிஸ், பை என்க்வயரி, பை லாஜிக், யுக்தி ஸ்ருதி யுக்தி அனுபவத்வார நிச்சிதஹ. வாட் இஸ் தட் வேதார்த்தஹ? த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேதா, த பர்போர்ட் ஆஃப் த வேதாஸ், ஃபார் பிரம்மச்சாரி, அத்யனம் ஃபார் கிரகஸ்தா, கர்மயோகா ஃபார் வனப்பிரஸ்தா, உபாசனா ஃபார் சந்நியாசி, ஞான யோகா, ஆல் தி ஸ்டெப்ஸ் எலாபரேட்லி கிவன் பை வேதா. தட் இஸ் த டீச்சிங் நிச்சிதா. பை ஹோம்? மயா உதிதா, செட் பை மீ, தாட் பை மீ. ஹவு? சமாசேன உதிதா, சமாசேன பிரீஃப்லி, பிரீஃப்லி ஐ கேவ் ஹியர் உபதிஷ்டா, தாட் பை மீ. This has to be shared. We should not stop just by listening. We have to propagate this and preserve this teaching. For whom do we have to propagate? Don't teach to all people. Sanyasibhyah pravaktavyah. You must teach only to sanyasis. Shankaracharya says. Appadi sonna enak yaar student e varamata. So real sanyasi is antara sanyasi. Okay, that is the real sannyasi. Sannyasibhyaha means the one who has got dispassion. Sannyasibhyaha pravaktavyaha. This teaching should be given only to those renunciate, those who are having vairagyam sufficiently. Sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha ityartha. Viveka vairagyam mukshutvam shamadamani shakta sampatti. They are called real sannyasis. Okay. Shantebhyaha, those who are very calm, quiet, relaxed, with a smiling face, always gloomy face, Shantebhyaha, no agitation, no anxiety, okay, relaxed people. No. Taught by whom? Shishta buddhina. The guru also must have some buddhi, properly well learned from his or her own teacher. Shishta means the teacher must have done the shisharikam under one guru. Shishta buddhina means a teacher who was a student before, that person should teach. Santa sahitya vala jolla koda. Parampara praptam, paramparaya it should come. That is why this teaching is so great. Now I'll give the summary, first shloka to eighth shloka, the nature of Atma as primary illuminator, Nitya Drashta as primary illuminator is presented from 1 to 8, and how to do distinction between primary illuminator and secondary illuminator also he said. What are the differences between mind or ahankara, the secondary illuminator, and primary illuminator? Many differences we saw. Then, from 9th to 11th sloka, the confusions caused by Atma, ahankara, mixture. What are all confusions will happen when you mix up Atma and Ahankara, which are the samsara karanam. They will become samsara karanam. If you know their viveka, Atma is of this nature, Ahankara is of this nature, even the both term together, if you have that viveka, you will become a muktaha. You recognize you are a muktaha. Then 12 to 24 nididhyasana topic. How to practice Nididhyasanam, what way you have to do Nididhyasanam is given, mentioned. Then 25 and 26, Phalashruti, Kritakrityatvam and Siddhata becomes Yogi, all those. Then 27, conclusion, one should learn from a competent teacher with a calm and relaxed mind. And with the qualification, one has to study. With this, 13th chapter is over. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.